Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. In our continuing demand for more energy, we have seen some Big Ten universities move away from coal to clean energy. The University of Illinois, University of Wisconsin, Penn State University have done that. And now there's a group that wants Michigan State to do the same thing. University of Sierra Student Coalition, a meeting urging Michigan State to move beyond coal, and a very different place if we didn't see those coal stacks up there on campus. Want to welcome in Mark Nixon of the Lansing Board of Water and Light, and he's been dealing with the idea of more energy for a long time, and now a plan for an electric steam generation facility. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Just fine, Jack. How's it going today?
Just fine. Where are we with this plan? Last time we spoke, we talked about the solar array, and we had talked about the ideas at the depot on South Washington. How are things progressing?
I think they're progressing very well. I mean, you know, there is a process of permitting through the state of Michigan that needs to happen, and that's what's going on right now. We believe, and we certainly hope, that by the end of this year, we'll have all the necessary permits that will allow us to move forward and look forward to a groundbreaking sometime in early to mid 2011.
Early to mid 2011. What about a completion date?
We're still looking at early 2013. And as I understand it from talking to our engineers and other project managers, you know, we have a little bit of, just as you know, Jack, when in the newspaper business, you always, when you have a deadline, you always kind of have a little bit of a fudge factor just to give yourself a little bit of breathing room, and I think that's what they've done here. And I believe that they're still looking at early to, well, probably early 2013. Everything will be up and running. You know, we knock on wood, but that's the plan.
All right. Now, you always get picked on because every time there's some sort of a traffic delay in downtown, people talk about the Board of Water and Light, and your name gets bandied about. But it seems as if there's a lot of progress being made there, too.
I'm sorry, on traffic, you said?
No, I'm talking about in terms of some of the construction downtown,
oh.
Whether it's an expansion of anything or if there is any sort of a problem involving energy situations, it always seems to come back to your desk, doesn't it?
Well, certainly it does. And, you know, right now, as a matter of fact, in downtown Lansing, we're dealing with a leak of a steam line. And it's really interesting. People might be interested to know that these steam lines were, some of them actually were built in the early part of the last century. So we're actually working with an aging infrastructure. But yeah, it's true. And those kind of issues happen, and they're happening right now. As a matter of fact, on Grand Avenue near Kalamazoo, and that's something that does cause some construction problems and some traffic problems, but, you know, we're getting through it, and that's sort of the way it goes, you know, when you have an aging infrastructure.
Mark, I want to give you at least a minute here to talk about the old Newsboys, because it's going to be on us before we know it, and we also want to talk about the Chevy Volt incentive here, but first of all, just give us the dates for the old Newsboys.
The sale date is December 2nd. You know, last year, Jack, we moved from a Friday, which had been a traditional sale date for many, many years, many decades, to a Thursday, and we think it worked really well. Frankly, I think you know that is a consequence of changing workforce. A lot of people take Fridays off. We thought Thursday was a better day, and it did turn out to be that way as far as sales go. So Thursday, December 2nd. You know, we'll be getting more detail out as time goes on, but people will be seeing billboards. I think they'll be seeing a billboard with Jack Ebling on it. I'm sure they will.
So that's kind of a scary thought.
No, not really. And of course, our honorary chair is our good friend, MSU coach, Susie Merchant. So she's going to be on there, and we're going to have a lot of fun this year, as we always do with that that spoof edition that gets sold on streets all over Mid-Michigan. So
we're going to have Peter Lark on with us again in the near future, and he was unable to join us today, but we'll talk more about the Chevy Volt incentive and some other things going on downtown and some other things involving the energy that drives Mid-Michigan.